Praise the Lord. What a privilege to be in the house of the Lord tonight under the presence of the Lord, worship and his strength. The message tonight is the hiding place, the hiding place. Maybe this word is a word that can soften and really flow down into your heart tonight and help you in the days ahead. Psalm 27, verses 4 to 6. David said, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord." David said, I want to be in God's house. I want to be in his presence. It's there that I'm lifted up. I'm set upon a rock, an elevated place, a high place, a fortified place. He said, there I find a pavilion. The word is translated as well, a den or a thicket or a covert, an inaccessible place. Psalm 31, 19 to 20. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the pride of man, from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. There is a secret place in God. There is a place for his people to live. Guide their lives out of that place of his presence. There is a place where people don't know where you are and the devil can't touch you. There is a place in God where people don't know where you are and the devil can't touch you. A place of protection from the winds, from the storm, from the trouble, from the strife of men, the Bible says. There has never been a day so pronounced where people are cutting each other down left, right, and center. Tongues as swords. But God says, there is a place for my people in the midst of this world. It's the place of my presence. The place of my presence. There is a hiding place. Psalm 32, verses 6 to 7. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. You are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. The Lord says, I am your hiding place. You can come and hide in me. A hiding place is somewhere where you get away to be hidden from the storms, from the tempest, from the strife of words, from ungodly situations. You come and hide in the presence of the Lord, and he says, I will surround you with songs of deliverance. Those are songs that have a prophetic cutting edge to them. They break the circumstance. They break the pressure. How many know that a song sometimes that's birthed and inspired by the Holy Spirit can carry you for a few days or even for a week or longer? This one song that comes into your spirit by the Holy Spirit, and that song carries you and lifts you up and surrounds you, and you find strength. You find strength in that song. That's a song of deliverance. God says, I have a hiding place for my people where they can come into my presence and they'll have songs of deliverance that surround them, and they will be set on high. They will be elevated. They will be protected. Psalm 61, hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower, from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. The Lord invites us in. He says, come out of the strife, come out of the trouble, come out of the pressure, come out of the circumstances, the dismay and the anxieties, come into my presence. This psalmist says, you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. The Lord is a strong tower. In the ancient cities, and you can read of it in the Bible, there were towers built at the walls of the city in strategic places. Those were the most fortified places of the city, the towers. Now, when we think of a tower, we might think of something, you know, just a kind of a simple place to look out and see what's happening. But the towers in the Bible in these ancient cities were the most fortified places in the city. They could hold hundreds of people. They were the most secure place. And in times when the enemy perhaps could breach the gates or break through the walls, the people would flee into the tower, hundreds of them, and there they would be protected. The tower was that strong and mighty and fortified and provided for. The Bible says that the Lord is our strong tower. He wants us to learn how to run into him. Now let's look at an illustration in Judges chapter 9 of this tower, 50 to 54. Then Abimelech went to Thebez, and he encamped against Thebez and took it. But there was a strong tower in the city. And all the men and women, all the people of the city, fled there and shut themselves in. Then they went up to the top of the tower. So Abimelech came as far as the tower and fought against it. And he drew near the door of the tower to burn it with fire. But a certain woman dropped an upper millstone on Abimelech's head and crushed his skull. Then he called quickly to the young man, his armor bearer, and said to him, draw your sword and kill me, lest men say of me, a woman killed him. So this young man thrust him through, and he died. A tower, a millstone, a wise woman. She cast a millstone on his head. The millstone was used for grinding the grain. It speaks of the word of God, the bread. That millstone represents the power of the word of God. And here's what happens with us. We flee into the tower of the Lord. We know there's protection, there's provision, there's strength, there are munitions there. And sometimes we see that enemy milling about the base of our life, mixing around, fooling around, plotting mischief against us. And like this wise woman of Thebez, we have something in our hands that he can't handle. We say, devil, I can see you down there. I can see how you're plotting against me. I can feel your words. I can feel what you're doing. Here's some Bible that you can't handle. And it goes down and crushes his head and takes the life out of him. And you can see the devil calling quickly to one of his demon armor bearers, quick, thrust me through so I don't face the shame of what just happened. But we can take him out. The Lord is a strong tower. His city has towers. Psalm 48 and verses 12 to 14. Walk about Zion. The presence of God, the city of God. Walk about Zion and go all around her. The Bible says, count her towers. There are a number of them. There are places where we have refuge and strength. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. And all the way on this pilgrim journey to the end, we need the tower of the Lord. We need his hiding place. We need to know how to get into that place of his protection, his care, his hiding. Again, where the enemy can't touch us, it's an inaccessible place. People can't touch us. And the devil can't touch us when we're in that presence of the Lord, in that secret of his tabernacle. You know, Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe, like the people of Tebez that we just read about. When the walls are breached sometimes, you feel the gates are down, there is a tower. The name of Jehovah, the name of Jesus, is a strong tower. The righteous flee to it. The Bible says we need to run to it. When the pressure's on, when temptation is at our door, when the enemy is there with his mocking and with his mischief, to run to the tower of the Lord. Well, the name of the Lord, the name of Jehovah, is a strong tower. How about Jehovah Jireh? The enemy comes and whispers in your mind and your pressure's all about you. You're not going to make it financially. This is going to fail and you're not going to have enough and you're not going to be able to provide. You run into the tower. I'm going to run into the name of the Lord right now. I'm running into Jehovah Jireh. And if you're wise, you'll already have some scriptures up in that tower, like, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. Like Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Sometimes we're battle weary, aren't we? Fighting the battles, the flesh, trying to ward off the enemy from people and trying to keep them in victory. And you know, this world is war weary today. And Christians can get war weary too. But the Bible says the name of Jehovah is a strong tower, and we run into that name, Jehovah Nissi, and we've got the scriptures on the walls. God will continually lead me in triumph through Jesus Christ, my Lord. We've got a scripture on those walls, as your days, so shall your strength be. My God is able. He will not forsake me. He will not leave me. Pressure comes. We face sickness, disease, maybe fears come, there's attack against our bodies. The Bible says we need to flee to the tower of the Lord. Jehovah Rophe, I am the Lord that heals you. Lord, you will see me through. You will give me wisdom. You will guide me. The Lord our peace. The Lord our righteousness. Hallelujah. What a tower we have in Jesus our Lord. What a tower we have in the name of Jehovah. Things can be falling apart around us, like city walls are breaking and gates are being burned with fire. But we know how to get beyond that place into the tower of the Lord and be hid in the presence of our God and find his victory. Isaiah 32, verses 1 to 2. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule with justice. A man will be as a hiding place from the wind. Now, this is true of godly men and women. We are a protection from the wind. We're a covering. But this is abundantly true of Jesus Christ our Lord, the Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man. There's no man like him. The Bible says he's a king and he's a man, and he will be as a hiding place from the wind and as a cover from the tempest. As rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. What beautiful words. A covering, a shelter, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. You are my hiding place. You will preserve me in trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. There is a place in God. There is a place in God where people don't know where you are and the enemy can't touch you. It's the secret place. You know, question tonight, where do you live? Where do you live? Oh, I live in a house, or I live in an apartment, or I live in Edmonton, or I live in St. Albert, or I live in Mornville, or I live in Sherwood Park. You know, we really need to get more precise than that. Listen what the scriptures say. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi. Where do you live? In Christ? In Philippi. Colossians 1, 1 to 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae. Where do you live? In Christ in Colossae. Where do you live? In Christ in Edmonton. You know, we should upgrade our accommodations. Upgrade your living space. Where do you live? In Edmonton? In St. Albert? In a house? Where do you live? In Christ? In Edmonton. Say, well, I live in a basement somewhere, some hole in the ground. Well, why don't you come up into the penthouse? The place of luxury, the top floor where you can look out. There's a place for us in God. This is the beauty of the Christian life. It doesn't matter where you are, what your conditions are. There is a hiding place. There is a place in God. There is a strong tower. There is a strength. There is a fortified place. There are promises of God written all over those tower walls. And we live in Christ. We live in Christ. You know the old apostle John? In his 80s, 85 years of age, well, he was on an isle called Patmos. He was exiled for the preaching of the gospel. Just off the coast of Asia Minor, a few miles out in the ocean, this rough, rugged island, rocky island, the most miserable existence. It was really an open-air prison. It was a jail on a rocky island. It was there to house the criminals of the Roman Empire. And John is out on that island. Can you imagine? Aged years, walked with the Lord all those years, and there he is, alone on that island for the sake of the gospel. Revelation 1, 9 to 10, this is what he says. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation. Oh, and kingdom, and patience, perseverance of Jesus Christ was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. It was the voice of Jesus. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. The Lord's day is Sunday. The day that was honored by the early church in recognition of the resurrection of Christ on the Sunday. John says, here he is on that island. He knows what day it is. It's Sunday. He is risen. I'm just thinking back 65 years when that announcement came. Death has been broken. The powers of darkness, we've been released and made righteous. We have been reconciled to our God. He is not here. He is risen. And John is thinking about the resurrection power and the salvation and the redemption that has come into his life, that no matter where he is on earth or what happens to him, he has eternal life in him and he will go to be with the Lord forever. He's thinking about that Ephesus church that he's planted in and a part of. Across the sea waters a few miles and up the coast, maybe 50, 60 miles from where he was. He's thinking about the church at Ephesus. They're meeting this morning. They are worshiping. They are singing. They are praying. They're in the Word. He says, I'm just going to join right in with them in spirit. And he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Say, John, you're on Patmos. He said, well, I may be on Patmos, but I'm somewhere else too. I'm in the Spirit on Patmos. There is a place. There is a place of heightened spiritual awareness for every one of us. Beyond our circumstance, beyond where we live, beyond what's going around us, just like John, there is a place of heightened spiritual awareness. There is an elevated place of spiritual experience for those that seek the Lord. For those that seek the Lord and get caught up in the Spirit of the Lord. John says, you know, yeah, I may be on Patmos and it's pretty dreary out here and it's pretty barren out here and I'm pretty lonely out here, but I think I'm getting some revelation flowing right now. I think the Lord's speaking to me. And he hears the voice, that prophetic voice, as of a trumpet. Jesus saying, I am the first and the last. I am Alpha and Omega. I've got a word for you, John, and I've got a word to go out to the churches. What a place to live. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. We should make that our goal, shouldn't we? Then when it comes to Sunday, time to gather with the saints, celebrate that Jesus is risen, there's something about us that we hone our spirit, we discipline ourselves, we come into order before the Lord, we say, I'm going to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I'm not going to be dragging on the Lord's day. I'm going to be high in the Spirit. I'm going to have my ear open to hear the voice of the Lord. I'm going to worship and pray and enter in and love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hiding place in God. Strong tower. You know, it bears repeating. It's an old story, an illustration. A fire swept through the farmyard. And when the fire was done, the farmer went out to view the devastation. And as he walked along, he noticed what looked like a clump of charred rags. And he went over and nudged it with his foot. And a brood of little chicks ran out. The hen had taken the fire. The mother had taken the fire. Matthew 23 and verse 37. Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing, but you were not willing. The Lord wants to gather us. He calls us into his protection. He calls us under his covering, under his wings. He took our death. He took the judgment due upon our sin. He took the fire of the wrath of God upon us, and we run out free. He covered us in our sin. He covered us in redemption. And he wants to keep on covering us all the days of our life. He said, run in. He says, run into me. Come into my presence. I have a secret place in the tabernacle of the Most High. Psalm 91, 1-4, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers. There it is. He shall cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. The Lord is still calling us in. He said, when you feel the pressure, fears, anxieties, stress of life, battle weary, job weary, just that life weariness, Jesus said, I have a place. Come into my presence. I'll cover you. My feathers will cover you. I'll take care of you. I'll provide for you. You know, you can run into the presence of the Lord here and there all day long. Just go into his presence. Say, Jesus, cover me. Well, let's have the worship ministry return, and let's close out with Isaiah 4:4-6. Bible says, when the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. That's how God deals with our filth, with our sin. By the spirit of judgment, that's the word of God. The word of God is the spirit of judgment. It cuts. And the spirit of burning is the Holy Spirit. He's working, refining, working in us. Bible says, when the Lord has purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assemblies. The assemblies are the churches today. A cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory, there will be a covering. Where God's presence is, over the homes, that's every dwelling place of Mount Zion. David had a house on Mount Zion. There were many homes on Mount Zion, and then there was the tabernacle, the home and the house of God. And the Bible says the presence of the Lord covered his people. Zion is a place of worship. Zion is the place of God's presence. It's the worship atmosphere of God's presence. The Bible says, upon that glory, where the glory of God is, there will be a covering, and there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime, from the heat, for a place of refuge, and for a shelter from storm and rain. The Lord is our refuge. The house of God is our refuge. We have a place where we're protected and cared for by the living God. Let's live in the secret place of the Most High. Let's run into the hiding place. Let's flee to the high tower of God's name, of his word, and of his presence. Live in Christ in this city or wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The altars are always open. If you'd like prayer for any need tonight or want to come and spend a few moments before the Lord, please feel free to do that as we close out. Let's receive the word, receive the voice of the Holy Spirit tonight.